The following is a presentation of ComedyVoices.com.
Hey guys, awesome episode today. Great emails. We got a fat star to frat star. Dude lost some weight, looking for advice. Check it out, enjoy, share with friends.
Check in and subscribe to your favorite show on ComedyVoices.com. Powered by digital media, find your voice. Stand Up Labs and UCB Comedy lead the way in bringing you one laugh after another on ComedyVoices.com, a digital media production.
Coming to you from the top of the Stand Up New York Comedy Club, this is a Stand Up Labs production powered by ComedyVoices.com. Find your voice.
Hello and welcome to the TFM podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Sam New York Labs. You're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode, but I just want to let you know, I want to thank you for listening to this podcast, getting involved. We keep getting more listeners every week. Last month, we hit like a new high. I don't know if I can repeat this.
Don't say the exact number, but we are getting very high numbers.
We're getting some good numbers. So keep spreading the word. Keep telling your friends. Keep telling your coworkers, your sorority sisters, your fraternity brothers, your mom, your dad, your uncle. I want them all listening. Get them involved. And we have, I'm going to warn you right now, this is a Tuesday episode. It'll come out Tuesday. We're going to have some changes coming. It's going to be the same show you know and love, but there's going to be some very... some good changes for me and for the TFM podcast, and it's going to involve some maybe new artwork that you're going to come. So the next time you, so what I'm going to ask you right now is, if you're a person who like, who doesn't like subscribing, or everyone has their own thing with internet shit. You know, I know some people don't even have the Facebook app on their phone, but they'll do it over the internet so that they won't go on it a lot. I know how people operate with their own shit, but let me just ask you, subscribe to this podcast right now, because next episode, there's going to be some changes that it'd be a little bit tougher to find if you don't know the, you know, if you don't have all this stuff.
Probably not going to be too tough. You guys will know what's going on. The show is going to stay the same format.
Same whatever. Show.
It's a really cool thing for you personally and for the show, and it's going to be good. So don't
get worried. I'm super excited. But, don't get nervous, but we have a very big surprise coming on the Friday episode, so get ready for that. I'm super pumped and excited to have this new you know, movement with the podcast, and I'm really excited to have our guest today, a repeat guest, because he was so fantastic. Nathan McIntosh, thank you for coming on.
J Train,
what up, buddy?
Thanks for having me, man. When was the last time I was on? It was like 3.5 years ago.
It was a while ago.
1978.
It was the first ever podcast.
First ever podcast in the back of somebody's dad's Chevette, and we just fucking hashed it out while
it
making out with women on Touch a Tit Lane or whatever.
Both of us were. We had one hand fingering.
Oh yeah.
One hand blasting, the other one high fiving.
CCR banging out of the fucking car.
Great, awesome. Guys, go follow Nathan on Twitter at Nathan McIntosh, NathanMacintosh on Twitter at Nathan McIntosh. Awesome comic, great guy. Pumped to have you back.
Thanks, man. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
And listen, guys, if you have an email, tfmpodcast@gmail.com, send it in. We're going to get into the emails. You ready?
Buddy, I want emails.
Hmm?
I want emails. I want emails.
Ready to eat this shit up? Fat star to frat star.
That's the subject line.
That is the subject line. Listen, also, I got to tell you, are you on Snapchat?
You know what's hilarious about that? The last time I was on this show, you demanded I get on Snapchat.
Yeah.
I got on it. A couple people sent me pictures of cats.
Yeah.
Some guy sent me a picture of just his bare chest.
Perfect.
And then I lost my Snapchat password, never went back in.
Oh, dude. Get back in.
I got to go through a whole thing. I'd have to be like, you forgot your password, sign it back up, all this kind of shit.
I
didn't know what to do on it either.
I've heard stories about the Holocaust survivors.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds worse.
Way worse.
Your whole Snapchat conundrum. I agree.
Way worse.
I am on Snapchat, and it tickles my nuts.
What do you do on it? What's the thing? Here's what happens.
People send me videos and pictures of them listening to the podcast.
Oh, okay.
And let me tell you, it roasts my almonds mm-hmm. every time I get a Snapchat that's like, hey, J-Train listening, new listener, I just found it. So it keeps sending them to me, JTrain56 on Snapchat, JTrain56 on Snapchat, keep sending them in. Let's get. I just wanted to get that out there. So
my Snapchat is at Nathan McIntosh. I'll sign back in. Every time I come on this podcast, I'm going to get reintroduced to Snapchat.
Yeah. Well, when you re-sign in, there might be just a poop apocalypse.
Want it.
Waiting for you.
Send it.
Because if they know you from they said a lot of shit. So there, we've brought this up before, but that kid that sends shits, there's one kid.
One kid that
sends shits every day.
Wow.
And it is the grossest shit. Like, you're like, what episode did we just talk about this?
I mean, we talk about it probably once every.
It's him doing drugs.
Yeah.
It's the drugs he's going to do.
Is he a big dude? Like, what is this guy?
I don't think so.
No, he's not a big dude.
So he just, his diet is bad then.
It's funny because I get so many Snapchats, but I know this one guy.
I was out for my friend's birthday this weekend and I got a snap from him at like 11:30 and I was like, this is either going to be drugs or shit. My friend's like, okay. And it was shit.
Yeah, there's two guys that I remember, like, because I get a lot, and sometimes I'll write back to everyone who snaps me. I write back to you. So usually it's like a, like I'll just be like, boom, like I'll be just like a thank you, whatever.
John Madden quote.
Yeah, just I'll Madden the fuck out of you. So, but this, there's two guys I like specifically know, mm-hmm. and it's this kid because his shits look like he needs to go see a doctor.
Yeah.
And then there's another kid who's fucking, he's like a mini, who's the guy with the beard that fucks all the chicks online?
Dan Bilzerian?
Yeah, he's like a mini Bilzerian. Okay. This kid gets with hot fucking chicks. I told him, I wrote him back one day. I was like, I don't know who you are or why you're doing this, mm-hmm. but we are hanging out at some point.
Pictures, Snapchats of him with women?
Videos of him with the hottest girls.
In the women or just with them?
Everything.
In them? He sends you pictures of him inside of a woman.
He'll be like, it'll be him and a girl, like giving him, like, it's
come
like,
come on.
It's like real, it's like porno type shit.
Whoa.
And I know that he's of age. I know he's in college and stuff. So, like, I know it's all on the level.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent it to me. I don't even ask for, you know, I'm just like sitting here. I'm like, oh my God. And I wrote him back. I was like,
that's funny.
I have to do shows where he is.
Dude,
so
how
we can
funny
hang
is
out.
That? A guy's getting ahead from some hot woman. He thinks of you.
Thinks of me.
What an interesting, weird life. Just take the head,
what
buddy.
What a saint.
I guess.
Let's
your
go.
Phone down.
Fat star to frat star. TFMpodcast@gmail.com here with Nathan McIntosh at Nathan McIntosh on Twitter. I go to a Big 12 school in the wannabe South, and he writes in quotes, Texas. I don't understand that. Why
I don't know what that means.
Exclude Texas from the South.
Texas is the South.
Yeah, it's look at a map.
I'm from Canada, and Texas is the South.
So need your help. Of course, you already know that getting mad pussy is an expectation when joining a fraternity. I love that sentence so fucking much.
Uh-huh.
Of course you know already. Of course you already know that getting mad pussy is an expectation when joining a fraternity. But sadly, I'm the guy my brothers go to for a break at spring break.
What?
So in a past episode, there was a guy whose buddy was losing weight for spring. They were going on spring break and they wanted their buddy to lose weight.
Yeah.
And I said that was a mistake because your fat friend is like the leaning pole on spring break. He's mm-hmm. the guy you go to like take a break from talking to chicks.
Gotcha.
You know, he's the one to like hang out with while you're like, okay, just need a five while talking to this hot chick on the dance floor. I can go to my fat buddy who's hanging out and drinking at the bar. You know, and he is saying that he's the funny fat guy, not to brag or anything.
Gotcha.
That's how he describes himself. So like every other half-ass New Year's resolution, he wrote revolution. So New Year's
resolution. What are your New Year's revolutions?
Revolution.
Take over North Korea.
I've decided to lose some weight. I'm already 30 pounds strong and counting. Note that I started around Christmas. Good for you, man. That's awesome.
That's crazy.
But anyway, a new thing has happened to me. I've been able to get a couple of one-night stands while I'm partying with high school friends while I'm still on break. But frankly, I already know these bitches. My question to you...
Jesus, buddy. I mean, they're fucking you, and they got to be bitches.
He means in the most nicest way.
Well, fuck this
My question to you is, how do I use my new confidence in an effective way towards new females that doesn't make me look like a complete ass? Just wanted to be known that pussy used to be like truffles for me. When you found them, you savored the fuck out of them. Oh, yeah, I cook like a boss, too. Keep killing, Jew. This guy's email's great. I am a guy who struggles with his weight every single day. I think about it. I think about what I eat, how I eat, when I'm going to eat every fucking 5 seconds. I'm at the point, I hate people who are naturally skinny.
Yep.
Hate them because I don't know what the fuck they're thinking about every day. Like they should, should have cured cancer.
They're just, buddy, they're just counting money, buying just clothes.
Fucking bitches.
Looking at Ferraris.
Like, I don't know. So I feel for this guy because I've lost weight, I've gained weight, I've lost it again. I know where he's coming from. How does he, you know, use the confidence, you know?
I don't know. I mean, I don't really have a thing with weight, but if I do gain weight, I only gain it in my face and stomach like a fucking troll.
Yeah.
Know? So I got to eat these almonds. I got to I got to suck on kale. I got to walk the earth. How can he use the 30 pounds that he's dropped and fuck new women? I mean, what's wrong with the women he's fucked? I just, like, well, I get what he's saying, but I also, like, what's wrong with the women that you're, you know what I mean? You're getting women.
What happens is when you lose the weight, you think you have to act.
Uh-huh.
Like the guy that you've seen get with girls. And I understand. When I lost 50 pounds after my freshman year.
Uh-huh.
50 pounds over the summer. So I came back and like literally lost enough weight where people didn't, were like, I was like, I'm Jared. And they're like, no way. You know, like that type of summer change. And I remember the mistake I made, and this is the mistake you make with anything. When you go to a college, when you go to like a new school, when you're trying to you shouldn't reinvent yourself ever.
Yeah.
Because
unless you're Madonna.
Unless you're Madonna. But what Madonna does is she doesn't add, you know, a whole new personality.
No.
She just enhances different things about her.
Sure.
So I'm saying, you know, you don't want to go in for a new paint job. You just want to get the car cleaned up, is what I'm saying.
With pussy.
With pussy. So I'm saying,
cleaning with pussy.
He's got to use that same.
Get up and go.
No, the you know on the car. I'm going back to the car analogy.
Transmission.
No, the he's got to use the same
jump cables.
The same structure of the car.
Okay, but I then just saw your hands like this. No, like these jumper cables.
The same chassis.
Gotcha. You know, okay,
like he needs the same structure of the car, but and then he needs to enhance it. Get it cleaned.
Yeah.
So that's I'm saying.
Dump the ice trail.
Don't use your new confidence. You have to be the fat guy you were.
Yeah.
You have a superpower. It's gonna shock girls because what he's done, he's lost the weight, but it's shocking to girls when a guy who isn't the fat guy but acts like the funny fat guy.
Totally.
And that gets him the most pussy.
Yeah, totally.
That's what's going to get it.
It's like it being a hidden gem, essentially, where it's like totally. Girls look at him now, they're like, I can't believe we didn't notice this before.
Yeah, well, the thing is, when he meets new girls, they're going to look at him and be like, oh, he's a good-looking guy. And if he brings the personality with that, they're going to be like, whoa, this is the fuck train I want to get on.
Woo, woo.
He has been developing. He's like a guy.
Personality's pretty big when it comes to fucking people, you know?
Yes.
So he's already got that. So now he's got the...
He claims to be the funny fat guy. So what I'm saying is he's been training. He doesn't even realize it, but his life has been training his personality to get people over the hump of his ugly body.
Yes.
But now he's removing the ankle weights.
Uh-huh.
And he can really let his dick flag fly.
Totally.
That's what I'm saying. It's like it's now going to be easier and he can only fuck himself. The way he fucks himself is trying to be like cool Johnny. No, just be fat Johnny with a new body.
Fat Tony, new body, same dick, rock hard, new women.
Totally. that should be his t-shirt.
T-shirt.
How do we make a t-shirt? Hold on. I don't even know what you just said.
Fat Tony, new body, same dick, or hard dick, whatever. Dick. It's in the, go back.
I want that t-shirt.
On. Yeah.
He can put it on one of his fat friends, this space here for rent. You know, but I'm saying he has what so many good-looking people want to have. And that's,
a lot of good-looking people are terrible fucking waste of time and space.
That's what I'm saying.
They're disgusting, criminal people. That the only thing where I actually, there was a girl in my college, gorgeous girl, who she taught fucking like Tai Bo and shit. Body was amazing. Dumb as fucking all of it, Dr. J Train. Had sex with this woman. I was like, this is clearly what she's meant to do. If she can't talk, she works all the time. The fucking awful.
Oh, really?
The whole fucking thing was a goddamn waste of time.
So that's what I'm talking about with this guy. This guy's been in the personality gym.
Yes, I know.
His whole life. He knows.
Yeah.
He knew.
She didn't.
She never had to.
She went to the real gym.
Even you.
And not even the fuck gym. But she didn't even go to the fuck gym.
Even you. You even looked over. You're like, well, she sucks at this. She sucks at this. She sucks at that. You're like, but I'm still gonna fuck her.
Of course.
Because
what am I, an animal? Yeah, yeah. What am I, an animal? The but girl's you, body
but,
was
but
amazing.
That's the thing. You are doing.
And I figured the fuck train was coming. I figured if she's bad at all these things, the body's in this kind of shape, all she does is fuck.
You're explaining the exact reason why he's better off right now.
No, he's killing it. That's this what I'm guy's saying. Doing
but
great.
He's missing the point. He's like, oh, yes. What should my new confidence
he's
be?
He's trying to be no, people.
Be the same fat loser you were before. Have some humility. Yeah. Be humble.
Yep.
Go up to girls.
Vulnerable.
But
be vulnerable.
Just remember.
Cry.
Just remember, any girl you're attracted to, make the attempt. Because as the former fat guy, you're in your mind, you think you shouldn't attempt with certain girls. Attempt with all of them. But bring that fat bag of tricks.
Mm-hmm.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Nathan McIntosh at Nathan McIntosh on Twitter.
Woo-woo!
Go find him, support him, get involved. Great comic. So much fun to watch. Hey, college drinking. Hey, what's up, Jared? First off, love the podcast. You and the guests always have great advice and tips. Here's the story. Oh, this is a high school email.
Uh-oh.
Well, a very respectful opening.
I like it. I'm a junior in high school. I've been looking forward to my fraternity life forever.
12 years.
I just like that. I imagine his bedroom just has like the notches on the wall like you do in prison.
Yeah.
For how many days, except he's written them in crayon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a very sociable guy. I have a great group of friends. Have had my fair share of experiences with women.
Women, if thank you. I like. Can I tell you something? This guy's in high school. He's younger than a fat man ready to fuck with a hard dick.
Yeah.
This guy's calling them women. Good for
you,
whoever
this is.
Well, he
also said fair share of experiences. No, you haven't.
Funny. But at least he's calling them women.
Yeah, hey, I agree.
Thank you for doing that.
I feel that.
That,
except for my shitty golf game, there's only one part. One part.
And my yacht is too small.
This is like a 40-year-old high school guy.
Yeah, now it's gone too far. I was with the other women and out my golf game. Get the fuck out of here.
There's only one part of me that would get me nowhere in frat life or as a pledge, drinking. I've been to parties but never really got into alcohol that much. It's not that I'm against it. It's just never been my focus. All my friends keep saying that if I want to be in a frat, I'm going to have to grow a pair of balls and get some tolerance to drinking. The last thing I want to do is get shit for not being able to swallow a shot as a pledge. I'm not sure drinking alone regularly like a depressed middle-aged man or getting absolutely trashed at the party I go to just so I can prepare myself for college is the way to go. But then again, I don't know shit, so I'm asking for your advice. Is there any smart way to prepare myself for drinking at fraternities?
Huh.
What say you? I would say this is a great TFM podcast email. Love it. It's got all the gems I love in a good email. Short, to the point. It really
golf
does.
Golf game.
I imagine him just drinking a coffee in history class.
Yeah.
Like a small
6 a.m. tea times, just cranking balls to the fucking right.
He's got a bomb pilot
and
shit.
He's got the paper just tucked under his arm.
Yeah. He's going to high school with a fucking paper.
Yeah.
I hear his concern, and there's a lot of post-grad listeners that are probably with me where we get where he's concerned about,
because
I was in a fraternity, and I was also the high school kid that he is. But he has to realize the drinking is a side to the whole thing. And I think he's, what do you think? Let me get your advice.
I drank a ton in high school. I had an ulcer when I was 15. Yeah, I started drinking when I was like 13. I quit.
You're Canadian.
Yeah, I quit when I was like 19, 20, dead serious. Like I drink every once in a while, but I actually had to learn how to casually drink. So I tell him not to go that route. I used to just get like a quart of rum and crush it to myself.
Yeah, don't.
It's just a fucking gong show. So I don't know, man. I guess if he's got some decent friends that are like, you got to drink every once in a while, like have a drink, two drinks with these people every once in a while, you know?
You want to be, with drinking, you wanted to, I think I gave this advice on the podcast a few episodes ago. You wanted to enhance the party.
Yeah, not fucking destroy it.
You don't want to destroy it.
I've been having to be dragged out. I've gone into bars, like being dragged in the same way that people have been dragged out.
Yes.
And I don't remember the bar. I don't know what the fuck happened. I looked at a woman's ass.
And you've never looked back at that night and been like, thank God I drank that much.
No.
You want, ever.
Thank God.
Thank Jesus.
Well, I couldn't remember that.
This is what I'm talking about. So, and I hear where he's where
but
he's
you can't drink alone either. That's the other thing.
So I'm like
too young to drink alone.
I feel like that word alcoholic is too strong. Like I
thought you were going to say it's thrown around too much.
No, it's too strong.
Because
I'm definitely drinking more than the average bear.
Okay.
I'd say I'm alcoholish.
How many drinks do you have a day?
Three an hour. No, no. Like last night, mm-hmm. I did this. So last night I went to a bar, and or last night I did a show here at Stand Up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, I had already had a couple of drinks. I was like, you know what?
Before you did the show or after?
After. This okay, is okay. After I got off stage.
Yep. What do you drink? Beer?
I'll go all over the map.
Okay.
But last night it was a whiskey night.
Got you.
Not whiskey, it was bourbon. I was drinking bourbon. So I had a bourbon here at the bar, and then I was like, you know what? I kind of want to like be around people. Uh-huh. So I went to a bar near here called Jake's Dilemma, and I went to that bar, and I just sat at the bar and had some more drinks, and I ended up talking to some girls. Uh-huh. It was fun. I think in 2015 you can drink alone because you got your good friend Mr. iPhone.
Well, here's the thing. When I say drink alone, yeah. I don't mean at a bar. You can drink at a bar alone. When I hear drink alone, I picture somebody locked in a closet.
Lights
weeping
off.
Weeping under some clothes. Yeah. And don't do that.
So, but I do... back
if you drink around people, you're not really drinking alone.
No, and I like met some girls. I put the vibe out there. I did wake up this morning and be like, I didn't need to be out as late as I ended up being out.
Sure.
But that's what happened. So my advice to this guy is... don't go outside of what you want to do.
Yeah.
I pledged a fraternity. I don't think any fraternity, and this is my opinion, and I would hope that most fraternities have this rule. We said, we will never make you drink. That was our one rule when you're pledging our fraternity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the right rule.
It's a great rule.
If you're being forced to drink, I don't know how that helps you.
Yeah.
Get to know the brotherhood.
Yeah.
And I that's my personal opinion. We had a thing, you know, there was a thing where when you got initiated, you had to chug Mad Dog 2020
mm-hmm.
in front of the whole house and like had to. Like I didn't have to do that. Like I wanted to.
Yeah.
And if anyone was, and if there was a guy there that was like, listen, I don't really drink that much, he could have gone up there. I remember, here's what happens. Everyone, they hold you up over, we had this like, this window
yeah.
that was above the living room and the window looked over the living room
okay.
and the whole house would be in the living room. And then when you accepted your bid,
mm-hmm.
you go, I accept my bid, beta. And then you chug the Mad Dog 2020 and everyone cheers you on.
Yeah.
If you finish the Mad Dog 2020, people fucking go crazy.
Of course.
Like, cause like you're the fucking man.
Uh huh.
But, and if you just do kind of a sip,
yeah.
people give you shit.
Sure.
But
they're not for your life. They're
exactly.
not falling around.
But this
and
is
beat
what
you up
this is what I'm saying, and I know it's hard to as a young guy that this guy is playing golf and shit.
Yeah,
it's hard to envision that will be forgotten. It's forgotten immediately,
dude. Other than a fraternity, do you know another drink? What's another drinking organization? Is it like what's the title for it? Fucking something. I can't remember. Okay, either way. So I was trying to say, a friend of mine worked at Disney World for a while. I went to visit him, and he was a part of this drinking fucking fraternity. We're in our hotel room one night. They had this big fuck-off thing where you had to drink like... People were throwing up in the tub all goddamn
okay.
night. But there was two people that wanted to be a part of the thing that didn't drink. So they had to, instead of drinking like four beer, they had to drink four Fanta. And take shots of wheatgrass.
Okay.
And dead serious, I felt worse for those guys.
That's funny.
One guy drank like six Phantom. Like, there's no way that's
but
good.
But here's the thing about a fraternity, and this is exactly what you're saying, is
yeah.
that if they've invited you in, it's not because you're the king of drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you say to them, and if you're the guy who does the Mad Dog sip,
yeah,
that's never... a part of your
you can still
thing.
Get
they
blown.
Don't give a shit. You're still
people
gonna have
still
fun.
Gonna hang out with you.
Yeah, it's not about that. So I would encourage anyone who's gonna join a fraternity, don't and it's back to the fat guy email, same advice. Don't adjust the most frat thing you can do is be yourself.
Dude, I saw a guy in college. He decided that college is a drinking time, right? He mm-hmm. got two fucking giant bottles of rum, super drunk, drank both of them. Fell down, cracked his head on the fucking sidewalk, busted his head wide open. He goes to the hospital. He came back, big scar on his head. You know what he was called for the next 2 years?
What?
Drunk Dave. No matter what he did.
Drunk Dave.
If he was drinking water, people would be like, hey, Drunk Dave. And he's like, it's not funny, man.
Yeah.
I passed out. We're like, yeah, but you did that to yourself.
You're Drunk Dave.
Nobody made you do that.
Yeah. And the drinking thing is just an overblown thing because it's easy to overblow.
Yeah.
I just don't go. And here's the thing. When you join a fraternity, You're getting a bid or you're getting initiated because those guys were like, oh, this guy's a great dude.
Totally.
It's not because, and I've never given a bid out to a guy because I'm like, you know what? We need someone who can drink 30 beers.
We need somebody.
We need some, for that big beer drinking competition we have later.
We have all these beers. I don't know what to do with them.
I understand his anxiety, but it's overblown. Don't practice drinking to go to college.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Practice your golf game, buddy.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
I'm saying, like, be... The minute you go outside of who you are is the minute everyone's like, fuck that guy.
Totally.
He's trying to. That's a try hard move.
Yeah.
Don't do it. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Nathan McIntosh @NathanMcIntosh on Twitter. Go follow him, support him. Great guy. Super funny comic. Let's go to this email. I like this. It's from a lady listener. I'm going to find it. It's called Crazy X.
Oh.
Hey, Jared, female listener, love the podcast. I desperately need your superior male perspective.
Superior.
Talking about this dick.
Superior.
So here's my problem. I dated this guy for a year, the whole serious shebang. Said I love you, planned on moving in together, talked about getting married. The lovely fairy tale bubble popped when my sister passed away. Oh, I'm sorry. I was understandably pretty upset. I saw a therapist and went on antidepressants to process everything and take care of myself. Well, my fucking cunt of an ex couldn't support me because I was no longer the, she puts in quotes, happy, fun girl he fell in love with. He told me to get my shit together or I'm leaving because the mother of my children will not have a mental illness.
Oh.
Wow. She writes, real fucking charmer. Yeah, right. Obviously, I dumped the tool and never looked back. It's been 3 months. She wrote, it's been 3 months and he won't leave me the fuck alone. I've blocked him on everything. Facebook, Snapchat. I don't answer texts and I don't drunkenly call him. Last week, he super liked me on Tinder and I stupidly engaged with him. I asked what he wanted. The conversation went terrible. Highlight points of the conversation. One, he reminisced about our great sex. Two, this guy sounds like a fucking disaster. One, he reminisced about our great sex. Two, he told me about how he cheated on me. Three, called me crazy. Four, he only reached out to me as a shit test to see if I was still crazy. Five, apparently I'm still crazy.
Funny.
Six, invited me to spend the weekend with him in Austin. She lives in Houston. What the fuck? Why is he reaching out to me just to be a dick? Is it about sex or does he actually miss me and is too pathetic to say that? What do I do? Thanks so much. Sincerely, the girl who only dates assholes. What do you think?
I do. I don't think he's reaching out just to be a dick. I don't think he's doing that. He probably does miss you, but he doesn't know how to say that because he's clearly some sort of a weirdo, you know, in terms of like, hey, remember when your sister passed away? And she's like, yeah. He's like, remember right before that?
Yeah.
We used to fuck like crazy.
Yeah,
like
it's crazy.
You can't open. That's not how you start conversations.
No. Remember that great fuck fest we had? Yeah,
right before
horrible.
Your sister died, I remember putting it in your ass and you were like, I love this. And then she died and that fucked it all. Like, buddy, that's not how conversations happen.
It sounds like he's very.
So, yeah.
Everyone in the situation is very confused.
Everybody in this situation sounds pretty young and confused and like, yes.
But I know where she is. Mentally,
totally.
Right now, she's at the point where she's like, here's what she's doing. And a lot of girls do this. And guys do this too. We all do this with an ex. We all do this. They reach out. And then you start thinking, maybe I should be back with them.
Totally.
Because that's where she's at the point. She's asking for advice because why is he reaching out to me just to be a dick or is it sex or does he actually miss me? That's the line that speaks to me.
Yeah.
Because she's now thinking, oh, he loves me. This is because girls, and I've said this before, they love the story more than they love their relationships.
Yeah.
They like the thing that they can tell at the rehearsal dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're setting up their speech as the relationship is going
for years,
which is
and years.
Insane. That is not the way you live life. You don't sit there plotting the points and being like, well, this is the most romantic way. 99% of relationships happen because one guy wanted to fuck a chick and then they stay together because they were cool together.
Yeah.
That story fucking sucks.
It does suck.
You know, but that's the story we mostly have.
It sucks on the women's side. On the man's side, it's like, yeah, she's cool.
Cool.
And everybody's fine with that. You know what I mean? But the women's side, yeah. It's a short one. You got to tell in the back of a room when everybody's getting their hair done, it's not a good story.
Yeah, and she wants the story. She's thinking, oh, we broke up after the
What's that story? So we used to fuck like crazy. I was coming 3, 4, 7 times a night. Then my sister died. We stopped fucking.
Yeah.
Then I stop being crazy. Here, we fucked again.
This is what I'm talking about. They want the story more than the relationship. So that's the real relationship, what you just said.
Yeah.
The story she tells to her friends is, so we had a tough time.
Yeah.
And then he came to me and told me he loves me.
Uh-huh.
And now
I can be your hero. Yeah.
And now we're back together and it's been better than it ever has been.
I'm coming 8-9 times a day.
Coming everywhere. And I'm doing this in my sister's honor.
Yeah. You know, like, Last night, right before. Oh, it's
awesome. So I hear what she's doing. And here's the reason he's reaching out. He doesn't miss you. He misses your vessel. This is what happens. When you break up with somebody, you miss one less hug.
Sure.
One less person to text.
Uh-huh.
You're missing he's missing the routine of a relationship.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that it was with you. There was problems with that relationship, obviously. That's why you ended it. That's why you said he's a fucking tool. Don't get roped in because he needs somebody to fucking cuddle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens. He's weak right now. He's lonely. You're the easiest person to get in touch with to make yourself feel less lonely is the one you just left.
It also does suck that he clearly doesn't know how to deal with any sort of emotions when he's reaching out being like, you still crazy? Like,
no.
Well, that's not...
It's insane.
It also kind of sucks, like, as a man, most times in relationships, men, we don't give out enough emotion in a relationship.
Mm.
But the minute it stops, then it's like a fucking truck of goddamn emotions.
You just throw it at them.
Yeah, by that time, women are already like, no, I'm done. I've been done. I'm over it. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, but no, please.
They're on an emotional, like, drip. Like they drip it at you.
You know?
We just dump it on your face.
Yeah, at the end.
At the end. Yeah.
So at the very end.
I do think she's right now because he's confused because he knows that you're someone. Here's what guys do this all the time. You know, we want sex. We want sex. It's a very famous thing for guys is that we want sex. And we want it so much that we get turned down for it a lot. So when we have someone in our past that didn't turn us down, it's the easiest person to go back to for sex again because we're like, she's seen my dick. She was cool with it. Why wouldn't she do that again? You know what I mean?
Cool with it.
She was cool with this D. Cool with that. I'm cool with that strong medium.
Yeah. And you know? I'm his sentence too of like the mother of my children.
Yeah,
it's such a sand through the hourglass. These are the days of our lives.
It's a self-important thing.
Totally, you know, and it's also one of those things of like clearly they don't know. They don't. I mean, look, I don't know how I'd be if my fucking sister passed away. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that's a crazy situation.
No, it sucks.
So everybody in that situation doesn't really know how to deal with it at that point in time. She went and did the right stuff and went and talked to people and that kind of thing. He has no idea how to deal with any of this shit. And he just sees somebody being sad and depressed.
But he's also not her responsibility. So
sure.
I'll tell you a story and then I'll give you some advice. I broke up with a girl after this past summer. This last summer, I broke up with a girl and I ended it. I was like, I knew it had to be over. It just wasn't going to work. It wasn't going to work for me. Okay. And that's, you don't end relationships for both of you. You end it for yourself. And that's what this is good for both. No. This is good for me. And you're going to fucking be fine because you got to go on your way. And if I'm not in, then it's going to suck for you too. So you're better off, but I'm doing this because this is a me issue.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be out of this relationship. So I ended it. And here's what happens when you end a relationship. And this happens. And this happens to guys. Every time I've ended a relationship, it's not over until you get that follow-up email.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it ends. It's not your breakup. Every girl does this. They'll be like, you know, you'll end it. And then you'll get that email, please read. Like it's always titled.
Totally.
It's always titled like, please read or... stuff.
Yeah.
It's just it's just like one more thing.
Now I know we've had our problems, but yeah.
So I read the first sentence of the email and
how long is the email, by the way? A few paragraphs? A
few paragraphs.
Yeah.
And it's just basically telling me that how wrong I was.
Yeah.
And I saw that email and I was like, listen, good for you.
Yeah.
This is what you needed. This is what you need to get out of your system. If you needed me to see this, I didn't even read it. I read the first line. I was like, I know what this is. I've done this. It's like, you know, when the coach, when you win the world championship, it's not really, you haven't won until the team throws the Gatorade onto you. This email that you get after is the Gatorade game. Because you tense up. You go, ah, cold. And that's kind of, I read the first sentence. I was like, I started getting that Sunday scaries, douche chills. I was just like, ugh, I can't read the rest of this. And I turned it off and I was like, okay. But I said, you know what? She got it out of her system.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Just like you breaking up with her wasn't for her, that email wasn't for you.
Exactly.
It's for her.
And this is what I'm saying. This, let them have their thing and don't. And you know what I did? I didn't write back. I haven't talked since. We haven't talked since. Mm-hmm. And that's the way relationships have to end. And I know she said she blocked him and everything, but then she got, you know, the Tinder match and all that stuff, and then she got pulled back in. My advice, turn it all off. Send him one email, okay? He'll either read it or not. One email. Hey, I'm moving on. I appreciate our conversation. I appreciate you, but you need to move on too. Please stop contacting me. Mm-hmm. I'm moving on with my life.
But then you know what you got to be prepared for. You
send
that
email.
The email back, and that's the one you ignore.
That's the one you
don't say anything to that, and then you're good.
But at least you set the tone of, I am done talking to you.
Yeah.
And I'm not going down this road.
Yeah.
Because that can only be disaster. Uh-huh. That's a disastrous road. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Nathan McIntosh at Naked. Nathan McIntosh. I don't know.
I'm Naked not, McIntosh.
Naked McIntosh.
At Naked right now.
Nathan McIntosh on Twitter. Go follow him. Support him. Funny fucking comic. Let's do one more email, then we'll go to the news and everything. Two, we can go with one, is need to move.
What's the other one?
I'm in a rut.
Am I picking these?
You can pick.
Oh, need to move. I mean, that doesn't sound that alluring. I'm in a rut.
Or hold on. Let me go deep into the mailbag.
I'm
Let's go to some...
a rut. So, but what's another one? Yeah.
Let's go deep.
Get need to move out of there.
Get
you need
out?
To move good. Call a fucking mover. You know what I mean? Pack your shit. Put it in a box.
Let's go off the grid. Let's do one I haven't read. Because I have some emails here that I just haven't gotten to. We got like 50 a week.
I am from an alien planet.
Dealing with a bigger girl.
Oh, here we go.
This one just came in.
Right now?
Just came in.
Hot off the press.
Fantastic.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I love, this is going to be great. Dig the podcast. Avid listener since last summer. It's got me through some long days at work. So I guess.
Jesus
got less
Christ,
excited
buddy, yeah.
as that sentence went on.
Thanks, I guess.
Now, I don't want to keep feathering your nuts too much. Want to get down to business. Here's a sitch. I just recently started talking to this girl. Hadn't seen her in a couple years. I didn't realize that she had put on a couple of pounds. She told me when we started speaking that she was a bigger girl. But goddamn, man. We were acquaintances before. And the only reason I talked to her was because she was one of my friends from a friend of one of my friends. I admit that at the beginning, I reached out to talk to her, texting and all that shit, and I had not seen her in person. But now that I found out about her bigger size, it's kind of a deal breaker. Oh, my God. We've dealt with a lot of weight issues this podcast. For everyone that thinks I'm shallow piece of shit, fuck you. I think it says something about a person being fit, and it shows you could take care of yourself and another person. She just recently...
And another person?
I don't know. This whole perspective is different. Yeah. She just recently sent me some nudes. I love that he's already decided. He's like, I'm not into her physically, but I'll take the nudes.
I'll take the nudes. Nudes is a funny, like old-timey way of saying
that. Yeah, it is
too.
Funny. And before this, we had already planned to go out and all the business. She again asked me about her being more huskier, and I lied and said I could handle it in an effort to not come off like a fucking doucher. I'm just digging myself deeper and deeper and was wondering if you had any advice to get out of this conundrum. Should I go with the slow fade? Fucking Valentine's Day is coming up and I don't want to have to deal with all that shit. Recent grad, I go to the gym all the time, maybe why I'm so critical of the bigger chick, and I have my ex on the rebound, so I'm not desperate for this bigger girl's ham wallet. If it helps out, this bigger girl is a 7'4" question mark. So we have a rating system here. Face, body, personality. So 7'4", and he doesn't know her personality.
Well, what is that again? 7 is what?
Face, body, personality.
Got you.
And just for shits and giggles, my ex, aka fuck buddy, is a 6'6", 9. Just
what?
Because she gobbles my nuts and does whatever the fuck I want her to do except bust stuff. This guy, dude.
This guy's, can we just stop?
I understand him.
No, this guy sucks.
No,
this guy's an awful.
Don't, hold on. Don't hate the listener.
No, I'm going.
I don't know the bigger chicks personally yet, but her sending me nudes right away is any indication, I'd put it on the lower end. I've thought about being honest with her and saying she's not my type, but I know she'll know why right away. I don't think you will. I'm just trying to be a genuine guy and not be anyone's people to kill list later on. Sorry for the lengthy email. I understand his problem. He feels he's in too deep. I get it. But dude, she won't. Everyone's a star of their own movie. You know, everyone thinks that they're a lead. So she's not going to get slow fade and be like, well, it's because of my weight. That's not what she's going to think. I do understand that. Here's what happens. You get put onto a girl and then you start texting and then you feel like you owe something. You don't owe anything. What do you think? You're mad at the email.
Jared, okay, look. This is not on you, so let me say this. Okay. Right? Let me say this. I think this man's a human bag of garbage.
No, he's great.
No. Hit the gym again, buddy. Get on the treadmill. Keep running towards your six. Let the bigger lady go have a way better life with a different, better person. Even just the beginning of it, like, hey, man, I love your podcast. It gets me through the day, so thanks, I guess. Buddy, suck all of your own dick, all right? Stay with your goddamn ex. Let this other lady live her own life, all right? You've already lied to her twice for no real reason. You're clearly not a full man. Mm. How do I get out of not fucking a woman? You just don't. When they send you nude pictures, you say, don't do this. Or when they say, hey, do you want to go out with me? You say, no.
I like a curvier girl.
Me too.
I like a curvier girl. I've made that pretty.
We can go back and forth on some pictures, buddy. I've seen, because look, big women can look fucking great. It's not about how big or small somebody is. It's how good they take care of themselves with whatever body they have.
Totally,
you know what I'm saying?
Totally agree.
So a big woman can look fucking great if she gives a fuck. That's it.
Yeah.
So when this guy's even like, a face is a seven, I'm like, I'd like to see her. I'm just like, in
now
my
I'm
head,
like, yeah.
I go, I'd like to see her.
Yeah, I want
to
see her.
Like, my other girl is a six, but she likes to gargle my bag. This guy should gargle his own fucking bag. Gargle your own goddamn bag.
Here's what I'm going to advise him to do. I'm not going to say, I think what he does is say, hey, listen, here's what you text her. Hey, listen, I've been having a great time texting with you. My ex-girlfriend and I are kind of picking things back up.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to put you in that position. I really have had fun talking to you, but I don't think this is going to be appropriate because we're going to get back together. And anyone on the other end of that can understand that.
Totally.
And can be like, we had broken up. This, you know, just say to her, I was broken up with my ex. She's kind of come back in the picture. I'm going to try and fix that relationship.
Yep.
I really had a great time talking with you, but I don't think we should go out. And that's the way you say it.
Mm-hmm.
You put it on the ex. You put it on the new relationship. You don't make her feel bad.
Can I give one more piece of advice?
Sure.
Once you send that, because that's great. That's a great bit of advice. Also, once you send that text or whatever, and you're like, hey, look deep within yourself, okay? And suck your inner bag.
No.
And then, but also, this guy's like, you know, this guy's trying to act like, people should go to the gym. I got a problem with this because, like, it just means you're not going to be able to take care of yourself. And then he's like, my ex-girlfriend, 6'6", 6'9". You know what I mean? Like, okay, so sure, her body's a six, which if you know how low a four is compared to a six, it's not that much of a fucking difference. And this guy's only with a woman because she's gargling his goddamn bag. Look within yourself. Find your inner child. Suck his own dick.
Here's the other thing.
Fix yourself.
This guy, I thank you for listening. I understand his predicament.
Jared, this is not on you.
No,
you're
I hear you. I hear
this
you.
This is my own. This is Nathan MacDush sent all emails and anger to me.
But here's what I want him to stop doing. Because
lying to
for
himself.
But for guys like us who are into the curvier girls, who like a girl with all that ass, and all them boobs,
calf. I like a calf.
Yeah,
and grab.
If
grabbable calf.
What he's doing, if he went out with her and then acted like a dick to her and made her feel bad about her body, because I'll meet these girls and I'll be like, I'll give them attention, and they'll be on such the fucking defensive because they've dealt in the past with being used or being an asshole or guys that are like, don't treat them the right way. Well, so then when you show them attention, they're like, what the fuck is going on?
You know, it's there's like, dudes that only fuck, they're like kind of into big women, but because I guess, I don't know, it's not appropriate to be seen with them. There's dudes that like fuck big women alone, don't show anybody or whatever, never bring them around. You know how sad and weird that is?
Listen, I understand that too. I get it too, but this is a sick fucking twisted world.
You know what I mean? This is a disgusting, gross fucking place. And again, Jared, this is not on you.
I know.
All hate at Nathan MacIntosh. Look within yourself, buddy. Suck your inner child's dick.
Also,
fix yourself.
I think he's a great guy.
He's the problem. the fucking problem.
Nathan, thank you for coming on and answering emails. Guys, go follow Nathan. Send him your hate mail at Nathan MacIntosh on Twitter.
NathanMacIntosh.com as well.
Yeah, great comic. Go watch him. Go to his stand-up.
Got a podcast called Positive Anger you can check out. Thank you very much.
I'm Jared Freed. Keep sending those emails. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're going to come right back with some hypotheticals and some shout-outs at the end. We're going to do shout-outs at the end now, but hypotheticals and the news and then shout-outs. We'll be right back.
I can't say life's a bitch because what you make of it. You make your own bitch, so you gotta land it.
Hey guys, welcome back. We're here with Nathan McIntosh. Thank you for coming and answering the emails. That was great.
Thanks for having me, man. Seriously.
It was fucking awesome. Go follow Nathan at Nathan McIntosh. We had a little bit of a scheduling mishap, so no news today. We're just going to do hypotheticals and then we'll do some shout outs. You ready?
Man.
I'm going straight to the inbox. This is from a lady. Hey, J-Train, I'm backpacking South America for the next couple months, and I'm a few weeks behind in the podcast. It would be nice to hear you debate this question some random time when I'm 10 hours into a bus ride and I need a pick-me-up. Of course. I know it's not a would-you-rather, but my hypothetical is this. Who do you think would win in a fight to the death? Cam Newton by himself or Peyton Manning armed with a spear? The rules are as such. This is a very special.
Rules are funny.
Oh, one, it is a fight to the death. Two men enter, one man leaves. Two, the fight occurs in a sold-out Dallas Cowboys Stadium. Three, both players are wearing plain clothes with metal cleats. Four, both players have an arsenal of unlimited footballs and an offensive coordinator giving them advice over the headset from the booth. Bonus round. Okay, so here it is. It's a fight to the death, Cam Newton by himself or Peyton Manning armed with a spear.
I go Cam Newton.
Me too. That's no question.
I love her detail. It's
great.
It's the funniest thing I've
Cam
heard
Newton,
today.
You know why I go Cam Newton even more? The metal cleats.
Yeah. I saw him today. He's a thick fucking dude, man. He's got a neck.
Peyton Manning, even with that spear.
A spear's not a big enough weapon.
No.
You just grab a spear. Cam Newton's going to catch the spear and then...
He'd juke it once
and then
take him
toast.
Out.
Yeah.
Bonus round. Who would win in a fight with the same rules? You versus Mansamp. You both have your weapon of choice. I'm taking Mansamp. I feel like he's got some like tactical things that I don't know about.
I'm wiry.
Wiry.
Yeah.
And then she writes, P.S. I visited Boston a few weeks ago for the first time and it was dope. Thanks.
Funny.
Let's do one more hypothetical. Hypothetical Taylor, just for you. What's up, Jay Dreidel, Mansamp, and guest who is surprisingly way more funny than anyone could have anticipated? I've got a simple hypothetical for you, but it needs to be asked. Would you rather be Gronk for 24 hours post Super Bowl victory or be the next Bachelor in which all women are 99 question marks? Keep in mind the benefits for both scenarios. All joking aside, keep crushing the podcast. You guys kill it every episode. Thank you, man. Who would you rather be? Gronk post Super Bowl or the okay, so listeners, I live tweet The Bachelor every Monday night.
Uh-huh.
I live tweeted it. I love the fucking Bachelor.
Okay.
So my answer might surprise. What do you think?
I'd go Bachelor.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to go Bachelor. He said, how many girls are there? It's like 12 or something? They're all nine?
Yeah, they're all pretty.
Yeah.
They're all hot. And they run. They're like a crayon box.
Yeah.
Of
the hangover is the thing I don't want, because Gronk's going to be all fucking, after a Super Bowl, he's going to be drunk and all fucked up. You know what I mean? He's going to be his head's going to hurt.
You're only getting... Gronk, you're only getting 24 hours of Gronk. So you only getting to fuck for 24 hours.
And you're drinking.
And you're drinking and you're partying. You got people that are like, hey, you just won the Super Bowl. You have actual
How do you feel? Which is a hilarious question.
The 24 hours post Super Bowl victory, there's more responsibilities than we want to think.
Yeah.
I would love to be the next Bachelor. I would do anything to be the next Bachelor. I would fucking kill a man to be the Bachelor.
With a spear, wearing metal cleats.
No, because first of all, there's no... The Bachelor... If you watch it, I'm a big watcher of The Bachelor.
Wait, can I just say this, by the way? I don't watch it, but I follow you on Twitter, and I'm amused by the tweets regarding
even
don't even know
not
what's going
knowing
on.
The scenario. Yeah, they're in, because the real show, The Bachelor, the show, is the women.
Yeah.
You're watching the women act crazy. The guy could be this cup.
Uh-huh.
You know, he doesn't, I'm holding a cup in the air for you listening at home. He's just...
A thing. Yeah.
Like, he has no personality in the show. He never brings anything to the table.
Yeah.
This guy, Ben Higgins, that's on it, he's nothing. He doesn't even say... He said literally three sentences and repeated them throughout the whole season. He's just like, I see something special in you. Like, he says that.
Funny.
And they've all fallen in love with him.
Yeah.
When you see him on interviews after... Like on Jimmy Kimmel, he's got a good personality. Like, he has something to say.
He doesn't play with it on the show?
No, it's just he can't. They edit him out of the show. It's all about the girls. He really only comes in later in the season. If I were The Bachelor, I would fucking... I would be commenting. I'd be like, listen, I'm going to fuck this girl, but I don't want to marry her. Like, I'd be like talking about that shit. I would play it up and like be the audience on the show.
Yeah.
I'm being The Bachelor just so I can go on there. I met Bob Guinea. He was The Bachelor like 10 years ago. He's the closest thing we've had to a funny Bachelor, like a Bachelor with a personality.
Yeah.
And he's still working. Funny. Like in Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Based on Bob the Bachelor.
Huh.
And I met him and I was like, I immediately was like, oh, this guy's going to suck. The nicest guy in the entire world, knew every producer's name.
Hmm.
Like on the Today, it was when I was on the Today Show. He like knew everybody. It was insane. If you have a hypothetical, send it in. Title it hypothetical. Send it to the podcast, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Quick shout outs. Dear Jay Banger, love the podcast. I'm curious how successful these shout outs are. Our recruitment chair is awful. Needs some shits in his life. His snap is at Drew Quick. Sincerely, a rodeo man in a non-rodeo world. Here's another one. J Train. Shout out my boy Drosa 2115. Ever since he got his chick, he's forgotten who his bros are. Shits, tits, and dicks for my bro here. Don't worry, his girlfriend checks his Snapchat all the time, so she'll see too. You the cat's pajamas, bro. Hey, last one. Hey, J Train. Just recently started listening to the podcast. So basically, my friend just got out of a relationship, if you even call it that, with the biggest douche ever. He screwed her over, and now he definitely deserves some shits and dicks. His Snapchat name is J-Mas, J-M-A-S. No tits. Guys, thank you for sending in those shout-outs. If you have a shout-out, send it to tfmpodcast@gmail.com with the title shout-out. Nathan, thank you for coming on. At Nathan McIntosh on Twitter. Go follow him, support him, get involved. I'm Jared Fried. Guys, this podcast is so much fun for me to do. I'm happy you're enjoying it. Keep telling your friends and spreading the word. Next week, or Friday's episode, we have a very big surprise, so get ready. Make sure you're subscribed on whatever listening apparatus you have. So get ready for some new artwork and some big surprises on Friday.